This week, President Trump signed an executive order to temporarily suspend green cards from being issued to migrants attempting to enter the country. WAMC spoke with Berkshire Immigrant Center Executive Director Michelle Lopez, who says the move is an attempt to exploit the pandemic to promote an anti-immigrant agenda.
Trump has ordered a 60-day suspension on immigration. It is limited. It affects those people who have applied for green cards from getting them, unless they are a spouse or child under the age of 21 of an American citizen. It also doesn't affect people who are getting temporary work visas. There are exemptions for people who are healthcare workers, agricultural workers, etc. So there are a lot of people who are exempt.
From your vantage point working on the front lines of immigration here in Berkshire County, what impact is the order going to have on that community?
Unfortunately, before the order even came about yesterday, it already had an impact. So what this order really does is it's formalizing the limits that are already in place on immigration, right? Because all of the U.S. consulates and embassies around the world closed down or effectively suspended any immigration interviews or issuance of visas because of COVID-19. So that's been happening since mid-March. What this order does is it's formalizing what the limits that are already in place and extending it for 60 days. So if those U.S. embassies and consulates decided that the countries that they're existing in are on, you know, the down curve of COVID-19 and they wanted to open back up on June 1st, they wouldn't be able to issue these types of green cards to the people who the order does apply to because the suspension is now in place for 60 days, so effectively until June 23rd. But we fear that the Trump administration is going to end up extending the suspension.
Well, let me ask you this. What would happen if it was extended?
If it was extended, there would be thousands of people who would not be able to reunite with their families across the United States. It's going to cause more of a backlog that all of these embassies and consulates already have. It's going to create a backlog here in the United States for all of our local USCIS offices. All of these applications that they're still able to take and to process are just going to be building up in people's offices and files because they're not going to be able to actually issue the visas after all of the paperwork has been approved. They're not going to be able to interview anybody. So all of these interviews that were supposed to be happening since the middle of March now possibly won't happen until August, September, October, who knows, depending on if the suspension is extended.
Is that kind of delay going to impact the other work that groups like the Berkshire Immigrant Center do for that community here in the States?
Yes. I mean, it's not going to affect us being able to do our work. We will still be able to file for people who are looking for immigration benefits, but it's going to keep all of our clients waiting, you know, waiting to get to be with their loved ones, waiting for loved ones to get green cards in order to be able to work and to provide for their family. So yeah, it's going to be pretty detrimental, more than it already has been before COVID-19 started.
Are there any ways to support the immigrant community during this time that somehow circumvent that new federal order?
Unfortunately, no. There's no circumventing this order because there's no possible way to be able to get somebody who should be receiving a green card who's already outside of the United States. There's no way to be able to bring them in.